Hello, dear listener, it's Daniel. Now, before we get to this episode, just want to remind you, me and Core just launched a Patreon. For $7 a month, you can get exclusive content. Now, how do you sign up for said exclusive content? Well, we made it easy. There's a link down in the show notes, or go to patreon.com/litdpod. We'll see you soon. Now, let's get to today's episode. Welcome to Light in the Darkness.
Off Topic. The Off Topic episodes are a sub-series within the Greater Light in the Darkness podcast, where Daniel and I have an opportunity to stray away from our normal supernatural and paranormal fare. These are our day-in and day-out conversations. The only difference is this time we have the microphone set up and we're recording it
with our nice new soundboard
for you to take a listen.
I meant to get that mouse earlier. So consider yourself invited to the digital campfire, if you will. The microphones are on, the coffee's hot, and the cushions are very comfortable on our butts.
So, without further ado, let's get down to business.
There's something near and dear to my... Sorry, I had something in my throat there. It's quite electronic, almost like it's from Skynet or something. Sorry about that. Something near and dear to our hearts. The size of this something is 3.5 by 3.5. And Core, what's it made of?
You know, there has been a lot of debate amongst my family. Now, let me explain this to you. My father-in-law is the kind of guy that if you took him to Disney World, he would start knocking on all the walls to like figure out how they made it. So he's the kind of guy that is trying to figure it all out every time. And as best as he can describe it, he believes that our stickers are made out of the little paper that they wrap the butter sticks in.
You know, I have heard that. I've also heard the blades that come out of Wolverine's hand.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you remember what that's called?
That would be the knives to cut the butter that and spread it on the toast that our sticker enveloped that butter.
And
I think that's what you're going for.
Well, yeah. And then once the toast is hot, you want to wrap it in the stickers. It works like aluminum foil. Wolverine's claws are made of aluminum.
Yeah,
or it. For our English-speaking people, aluminium.
Aluminium foil.
And don't worry, your money still spins and the sticker will still send. But on that note, how do they get one?
Well, Daniel, I'm sure they're tired of hearing it, but you clicked on our faces, you're going to hear it again.
Correct!
Actually, our faces aren't even on the graphic. Anyway, that's by giving a donation of absolutely any amount by going to litdpod.com/support or by clicking the support the show link down in the show notes. Now, we have a special offer, don't we, Danny boy?
That's right. For a donation of $50, you'll get five. Count them. Five. Count them with me.
Five. 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 Five.
Yeah. Remember, folks, public schools, Alabama.
Five butter wrappers.
That's five butter wrappers. That's five pieces of aluminium and five knives to cut the butter with. I tell you what, this is a breakfast special for $50.
Maybe second breakfast.
Second breakfast.
And we're going to send you those stickers because we appreciate your donation. And it's just our little way of saying thank you. And letting you know, dear listener, that we love you.
And you're officially part of the LITD family. Now, without further ado, we should probably let you know what we're going to talk about tonight.
All you need is love. Na, 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 na.
And tonight's topic, love.
Danny boy, this should be an easy off topic to knock out of Le Park because, well, I think we do a pretty decent job, not a perfect job, and there's lots of room to grow in this, right? But just loving people. What are some ways that you receive love?
Oh, gosh. I didn't know we were going love languages. You actually caught me off guard, but this is great.
I know. I know. You had your scripture all pulled up. You were ready to go, baby.
Actually, I had so many, and I'm over here so excited with so many stories. Like, God, this is awesome. You are love, Lord. Like, and there's so many ways that you've manifested it. But to answer your question.
Didn't see that coming.
A big one for me is a gift. It does not matter if it is expensive. Ever since I was a kid, if someone gives me something, it warms my heart because it's like, as a child, I didn't feel this way. As a child, it was just like, oh, it's exciting. Thank you. You thought of me. As an adult, I'm like, all that plus you had to work to pay for it. You had to take time out of your day to go to work, money that goes to you, your family, your bills, and all that. And you said, I'm going to take a piece of it and I'm going to give it to you. And that's huge. Another one that's almost equal for me is an act of service, to do something for me, especially something that I don't want to do. My wife schedules all of my doctor's appointments. I can do that. I have done that, but she knows that I don't like to. And so she does that because she loves me. And every time she sends me the whole like, hey, babe, you have an appointment at this time, I'm not going to lie. I get a little smile because I'm like, she doesn't have to do that, but she does it because she loves me.
Mm.
And it warms the old,
the very cockles of your heart.
Yeah. It really does. I'm just smiling thinking about it because she made my eye doctor's appointment yesterday.
And it's like, that's the complete opposite end of the spectrum for me, because those are actually my two bottom love languages, acts of service. And then way down at the bottom is gifts. I don't think about getting people gifts. It's not something that super comes natural to me. Now, if I know that gifts is someone else's love language, I'll get them gifts, but I have to know that first. Now, what I will do is I'll give you some nice words. I'll speak into your life. I'll let you know I appreciate you. I'll tell you how wonderful you are. And I'll be intentional with my words while my hand is on your shoulder giving you fizz touch. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We're not talking physical touch. We're talking Corey's fizz touch.
Can you break that down?
Oh, it's just abbreviated to sound cool. And my dear wife, Megan, says that it does not, in fact, sound cool. And I say that she is she's mistaken, because nothing wrong with some fizz touch.
You know what? Megan being wrong.
Correct.
That's almost as cool as like saying za instead of pizza.
Isn't that right, Emma?
Okay. Don't shout. Jeez. It's gotten into her.
So these are some of the ways we receive love. Now, the Lord has called us to love others. Jesus said, by this, they will know you are my disciples, your love one for another. We've talked about on previous off topics, the way I connected the Lord. I didn't do it. The Lord showed me the connection between abiding in the vine, abiding in God's love. But we're called to love others as we love ourselves. That's like the two big old standards, right? Like, love the Lord with all your heart, all your mind, love him with everything you got, and love others the way you love yourself. So if that's the mandate, how are we practically walking out loving others?
I think a big one for me is I love to make people laugh. I love to make people smile. It's something that I have felt in this past, 2 years, that God has called me to do more and more, to make a point to notice things that people do, especially little things like, hey, new pair of shoes, call them out on it. Hey, you changed your hair. You know what? I noticed you got a new car. That's cool. Good for you. To be intentional, to notice people. It's such a big deal sometimes to see people. I had an interaction with the self-checkout guy at Publix today because I just felt the poke from the Lord. It's kind of like, say something to him. Let him know you see him. The first time I ever saw that put into practice was my wife. I never thought to do that. And as God was rewiring my heart and my mind to function more and walk out love, I saw Abby doing it. And it was a take note, son. There was this one cashier at Target one time before they went the way of the devil. We used to shop there all the time. We were talking to this girl in the checkout line at Target, and she was telling us how difficult school was. And she said, I just can't drink any more coffee. And so Abby and I naturally laughed, and I asked her, I said, have you tried Jesus? She said, what? In times where I'm tired, I talk to the Lord. I ask him for strength. I ask him, will you supernaturally recharge me, Father? And there is a line behind us, people, that's growing. But it's cool because the couple behind us, I can tell they're buying what we're selling. And they're just nodding their heads in agreement. And I just told her, I said, you know what? The next time you feel tired, why don't you call in the name of Jesus? Do you know him? And she said, yeah, I do. I just never thought to do that. And it was cool because in that moment, we got to love on this girl in this way that started from being intentional and letting her know, I see you. And not the avatar way, but the Jesus way. I see you. You matter.
That's good. Just seeing people and letting them know that they're seen is a way of loving them. And you can't love something if you don't recognize it's there or see any worth in it. And sometimes just that eye contact and just actually taking the time to give someone the time of day is in itself an act of love that can impact someone. Earlier today, I have a fresh example of just loving on somebody. I was out and about, and I have a lovely t-shirt that's a gift from Danny Boy sitting to my right here. And it's got a picture of a microphone on it, and it says, ask me about your podcast. I love wearing fun t-shirts out in public, and there's nothing better than eliciting a reaction and like people telling me they like my t-shirts. That in itself is a love language, I think, that I receive wholeheartedly.
T-shirt compliments.
T-shirt compliments. Oh, like I have this t-shirt that I got for Christmas. It was another gift. And it says, surely not everyone was kung fu fighting. And I love wearing that out in public and people being like, you were there. We went out together once, and a lady saw it and said, you know, everybody was kung fu fighting. And I said, I don't know. I speculate otherwise. Anyway, I'm getting way off track. We were at MacBeds.
Oh, yeah. I was just sitting here like, when it did actually happen. I remember.
We were at the auction house instead of MacBeds. We were at the auction house.
Yes.
Anyway, back to the point. I was wearing a... ask me about my podcast t-shirt. And this girl asks me, I'm out and about, and she's like, well, what's your podcast about? And I mean, I don't know. If someone's going to ask me and that's an opportunity for me to just get a little bit of Jesus in their life, I talk fast. I'm like, well, we're a supernatural and paranormal podcast that we talk about, you know, everything from Bigfoot to aliens to people's demonic encounters to angels and miracles and healings. And I mean, I'm going. I mean, I don't slow down. I'm like, we just had an episode where this happened. We just had another episode where this happened. Like, I was raised and I've told the story about my mom's healing. And that's just that's what I expect. That's what I grew up expecting, was the Lord to show up and heal people. And I'm just talking about, it's all about Jesus. It's all about his name. So in the middle of me talking about the podcast, when I've said Jesus, I don't know how many times in this conversation, I just stop and I look at her. And I make intentional eye contact, is what I call it. I just look at somebody in a way that lets them know that I actually see them. And I just ask, is there anything I can be praying for you about? And the dam breaks. She just starts crying and she starts sharing something that's going on in her family and just her need for prayer. And you know, that's one thing she said before we walked away, was it's amazing how you can make an impact on someone's, maybe not their life, but you can make an impact on their day just by caring. And I think that's a simple way of showing love, is having intentional eye contact and asking intentional questions and letting someone know you care. And you can do that with soft eyes.
I'm going to go to the other side of this coin.
Soft ears?
Tough love is a rare thing, and you got to handle it very carefully. And you have to be led by the Holy Spirit in those moments, or emotions, which do have their place, can take control of the situation. And what's a Holy Ghost response can turn into a reaction. But I say all that groundwork to say, I had an opportunity rise up where I had to say some hard things to someone I love dearly. I had to phrase it in such a way as to where the point got across and there was love, but there was firmness. It's easy to do that when someone knows that you love them. And that you're saying something that sometimes hurts you more than them, to put the truth across. I think a lot of times we can take this one and run with it too far or in the wrong way. But I think in a true Holy Ghost inspired moment, it's just what people need sometimes. Sometimes we love someone so much, we are willing to have the hard conversations. I could count on both hands how many times I've had to have these with my family, how many times my family's had to have these with myself, with close friends, with, you know, the point is, tough love is a hard one. But when you truly cherish a friendship or a relationship, you go that extra mile. You know, you weigh in when the Holy Spirit leads you to, because you care, because you want them to ultimately get back to Christ or give the situation to Christ. That doesn't mean that you're judging. That doesn't mean that you're condemning or shaming. In my opinion, true tough love comes from a place of love, and it builds the person, it guides the person, it reaffirms them, and it helps to shape them in the right direction.
Hmm. And I think that while we're on the subject of tough love, I think a lot of people think of things they do as being tough love when it's actually just impatience, and it's actually a lot of different things. Because if it's love, it's going to be, if God is love and love is God, and it's actually love that you're doing, even if it's tough, it's still going to look like God. It's still going to look like the fruit of the Spirit, right? But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If we're going to be giving tough love, it needs to look like those characteristics. Even in the toughness, there's gentleness, there's self-control, there's kindness and goodness and faithfulness and patience and peace and joy. There is love, and that's part of giving that tough love.
Can I actually elaborate just a tad more? In every scenario where the Holy Spirit was leading me through an act of tough love, I can't ever remember yelling. I can't ever remember swearing. I can't ever remember condemning. Every time ended in a hug, typically tears and prayer. Not everyone, but most. Sometimes it took a couple days. And I can't stress enough to be careful with that one. It does have its place. It does. Make sure it's the Holy Spirit leading you and not your emotions.
Tough love does not look like an outburst of wrath.
No.
And that's a fruit of the flesh.
That's right. And I think too often it's deemed as this thing. I had to do it. I had to do it. I had to let him know. That's not it. I had to lay into him. No. I had to speak my mind. No, that was just you speaking your mind. God is love. God truly is love. I actually, as Corey was saying, have some scriptures pulled up. And I'll tell you what, here's one that's a mic dropper. Okay. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. 1 John 4:8. I don't have the shatterproof case anymore, so I won't drop my phone.
Oh, gosh, man, that is truth, right? Like, we're essentially, if we're walking in love and we're loving others, we're basically just giving them little pieces of God. That's all we're doing. Like, if God is love and love is God, then walking in love and showing other people love is just showing them the Father and his characteristics in us. And I would say that if you don't know the Lord, you don't actually know true love. You may know different kinds of love. And I feel like that's a letdown of the English language. The Greek language knew different kinds of love.
Lots of words for it, actually. Yeah,
lots of storge, phileo, agape, eros, like all these different kinds of love. You know, eros being the romantic kind of love, phileo being like a friendship kind of love, storge being, I believe, if I'm not incorrect, I believe storge was the familial kind of love. But agape being the kind of love we're actually supposed to walk in. And it's the kind of love we can only walk in if the Lord gives it to us, because it's the kind of love that only he has. And that's the godly kind of love. That's the kind of love that is self-sacrificing. That is the kind of love that sees the best in people. That is the kind of love that only comes from one place.
Oddly enough, my mind was going to, when you were naming all those, I knew a few of them. I'm like, they all sound like cologne brands to me.
They are. Correct.
But what is love, right? How do you describe it? You don't have to. The Bible does it for us. 1 Corinthians 13:4-13:7. Just check this out. Love is patient and kind. It doesn't envy or boast. It's not arrogant or rude. It doesn't insist on its own way. It's not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Wow. Chew on that for a second. That's love. If you want to go back and read it for yourself, it's 1 Corinthians 13:4-7. You know, it almost sounds like love's unbreakable. Like this bulletproof jar of something on the mantle, like, oh, we got to fix this problem. Hang on. Let me get a cup of love. And as silly as that sounds, and I say it out loud, most problems can be fixed by love. Dare I say all, because if God is love, then yeah.
And I'm not pretending that I have this all down or that this is all old hat or that I'm an expert in this. Like I'm thinking back to situations where I could have done it better. You know, I was on vacation this past week with my family. We were in California and we were at this delicious taco place. Anyway, moving on. oh, I could talk, buddy, about King Taco. Anyway, I'm in King Taco and I'm paying for my food. And there's this lady behind me who stops me and asks me if I'd buy her some food. And it's like, I was caught off guard by the whole situation. I don't know why. And I said yes, and I paid for her food. But looking back at it, I paid for her food and I even gave her like a little Jesus loves you. But I just look back and I wish that I had been warmer. I wish that I had done some of that intentional eye contact. I wish it had made me a degree uncomfortable, because it shouldn't. Feeding someone who needs food shouldn't have made me uncomfortable. And I wish, looking back, that I could have stopped and talked with her and shown some love and just helped to make that more than just an exchange of calories and delicious carne asada. I wish that I could have turned that into more of a spiritual encounter for that lady. And maybe the Lord did something special with that little Jesus loves you. And if he did, it's not because of me. But I wish that I had been more tender in that moment.
I get that. I've had those moments where I still did what I felt like I was led to do, but I'm like, you know what? I could do it better. But that's just part of walking this life out. We try every day to follow the Lord a little bit better, to represent him a little bit better. So we were talking about acts of service earlier. I blindly agreed to help two people I love with all my heart move this past weekend. Somehow I'm always that guy. Because you know what I'm talking about. There's that guy who helps everybody move a church. I was that guy, and I don't even have a truck. But I love these two people. I drove the moving truck down for them. I helped carry up boxes, put furniture together, got to pray with them over their new apartment. But I laughed at the end because I pulled out the step counter on my phone. My wife and I climbed Crowder's Mountain this time last year. And it equated it to around 48 flights of stairs. We were done with the move, and I had climbed 40 flights of stairs while carrying furniture. And I just remember just being so overcome and going, thank you, Jesus, that I get to sow into these people that I love so much. Thank you that my legs worked to carry me up the stairs, because when I got there, before I left, the last thing I got to do was pray with them over their new home, was to love on them. And just go, this is going to be great, guys. God is in this from start to finish. Look at the favor that's just been on your life, on your relationship. And from the act of service to the words of affirmation to the some gifts involved and whatnot, it was just the fact of the whole thing was this stress-free move. And that's what I kept telling them. We can get God in this and it'll be good. It'll be good. And just to see it play out, you know, moving typically can be so stressful. And I was so proud of both of them. Apply some love. See what happens. It's a daily thing.
I've always said, spread the grace and spread the love on thick like butter. And when you're done spreading that butter, you can take that wrapper, that LITD pod sticker, put it on the back of your car.
Guys, we love you. I hope you take this. I hope you apply a little bit of love to your life. I hope you chew on me in core stories, and I hope you take some of those scriptures and go dive in for yourself. Till next time, take care, y'all.
Do you think the butter analogy sounded wise at the very end? I'm a little self-conscious about that one. Was it too forced?
I mean, look, did you say it's a big old tub of country crock? Did you say it was margarine? I know you. I was picturing like a brick of Kerrygold and a snow shovel to cut it.
Mm.
So no.
But do you think the listener is going to think that that might be a little bit too like forced in there to try to get another appeal for donation of absolutely any amount to get a 3.5 inch by 3.5 inch sticker by going to litdpod.com/support or by clicking on the support the show link down in the show notes?
I mean, honestly, it sounds effortless if they just click the link in the show notes or they go to litdpod.com/support and click it. Or if they take us up on our $50 for 5 stickers, you know, deal. Gosh. And even then, it's like the applications for the sticker are limitless. You got cups, laptops, cars. We got all the medical and surgical procedures, even though legally we cannot back or endorse them. Yeah.
So it was a little forced. Is that what you're saying?
Smooth as butter.